Well, we're recessed until 2 p.m.
Mayor? Yes, I'd prefer if we had a quorum for the last four items.
What did I do?
Turn the page.
Failed to turn the page. Okay.
If you signaled your impatience with the agenda, we'll move quickly.
Sorry, we are not recessed until 2 p.m. We're going to take up item number 866 in proper order.
866, authorize an agreement with Portland General Electric Company to provide alternate electrical service for the Southwest 86th Avenue Pump Station and appurtenances with a lump sum payment of $658,858, project number E09051.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you. Bill Ryan is here to fill us in on the details, but the gist of this is because of the constraints of the location of our Southwest 86th Avenue Pump Station, it's not feasible, Mayor and colleagues, to install a diesel-powered generator to provide backup power for the power station, and thus this agreement for alternate electrical services from PGE. Bill?
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fish. Good morning, Mayor Hales and commissioners. Commissioner Fish,
I'm guessing, are you on 867?
Yeah, this is Skidmore, sorry.
That's the third one.
That's all right.
Okay. There we go.
Thank you, Carl. Okay, that's what I was expecting. This is, as Commissioner Fish said, this is to provide alternate electrical power service, which is as required by the Department of Environmental Quality. In case of a storm or some other activity that causes a power outage, we need to be able to continue to operate the pump stations. That's typically done in one of two ways. One is to have an engine generator on site that takes over the power needs, or on occasion you are close enough to two different substations that you can actually bring power in from a separate substation. It is so rare that power actually goes out in more than one substation that the DEQ considers that to be a suitable alternate. The Southwest 86 pump station is a critical pump station in our system. It's one of our four large pump stations, and we need a fairly large service, in fact, a 2,000-amp electrical service to serve the pump station. As Commissioner Fish mentioned, we are very constrained on the site. We're in a floodplain. Well, actually, we're staying out of the floodplain, but the floodplain surrounds us and is very close. We're also tucked into a residential neighborhood, very tight. Preliminary estimates for installation of an actual engine generator were on the order of $2 to $2.5 million, and that's just for the installation of the facility. Since there's insufficient space and we do still need to provide power, the alternate power feed from PGE was the best solution. You can see on this overview the actual location of the power feeds. On the left-hand side of that red box is the existing FANO pump station, and on the right-hand side is the construction site. You can see where we are building the Southwest 86 pump station. The two power feeds, the existing power feed from the north is shown. It comes from the Denny Road substation, and the proposed power feed from the south will come from the Garden Home McKay substation. This is a picture of the existing engine generator at the FANO pump station, and you can see it's a rather large building. It's about the size of a conventional home, and we anticipate that the similar facility that would be required on site would be about twice that size. So as we said, PGE, we've been working with them to provide this alternate service, and they've given us two opportunities. One is that we can pay a monthly charge of over $4,000 in perpetuity, or we can pay a one-time lump sum payment. The payoff for that lump sum payment is about 13 years, and given the fact that we consider these facilities to be 20 to 25-year lifespan, It was clear that the choice was to go with the lump sum payment. So that's what our recommendation is, that we select the lump sum payment option and authorize the execution of the proposed agreement with PGE to provide power. And I neglected to mention that I've got Dan Hebert here, who is our design manager, who's responsible for all three of the projects that I'll be talking about. So if you've got deep technical questions, we've got the answers.
Well, this isn't a deep technical question, but it's just a sort of a calculation of risk, which you mentioned. I mean, I realize this almost seems absurd today, but maybe lately, but if we had a really big ice storm and we lost a lot of transmission lines, the odds are still that we would have more than one of these substations would still be in action?
That's the thought, and we're actually in a very good situation for redundancy here in that we will continue to maintain the generator station on the Fano pump station. So we will still have electrical generating capacity, not just for the we just wouldn't be able to run the maximum capacity of the pump stations, correct?
Yeah, no, that's correct. If there were an area-wide outage, we'd still be able to operate the existing Fano pump station up to about a 24 cubic foot per second capacity, which would, in most cases, is going to be sufficient to.
So that generator's and that generator building is not going away.
No, that's going to stay as part of the system and be maintained.
Yeah. All right, that appreciate that. I didn't understand that at all. Other questions for the team? Thank you both very much. Is there anyone who wants to speak on this item? If not, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay.